Before we dismiss for Mass today, next Sunday, you heard about this in the announcement, we're having a parish assembly. And what is that? Basically, as we had our Jubilee Year celebration this past fall, we're beginning now to look towards the future. What does our future look like? And so it's going to be an open meeting. I'm inviting everyone to come downstairs after Mass, have a conversation with me to begin to look at our priorities as a parish. Just we begin to think about where are we going? What does our future look like? And what are the things we have to do to make our church even stronger, to be a beacon of light and hope in this part of North Philadelphia? So I really need your advice. I need your questions and your constructive criticism. And as you know, St. Catherine Drexel brought a problem to the Pope, and the Pope said, you fix it. So in that same spirit, we're going to come together to work together as a church family. I believe our best year is still ahead of us.
Amen.
Yes.
We have a strong church family. This church is needed here in North Philadelphia. It's an important part of our archdiocese. When the Archbishop came here, his first visits with Urban Parish, a number of years ago, when he first came, I guess 8 years ago, to the diocese, he came here to visit us. And he said, Father Stephen, this appears to be a tough neighborhood. I'm like, it is a tough neighborhood. But I said, Archbishop, respectfully, this parish needs to stay open and alive.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
It's a place that needs to be here. Yes. And I told him, I said, I want to be here, and I'm happy to be here, because priests have to go where the bishop needs you to go. And I say that to our seminarians as they begin to pray and think about their future, wherever your diocese you're from, the bishop sends you out to go. And all my assignments in 21 years, I didn't ask any of them, but I was sent. And God always provided for me.
Amen. Yes. Yes. Yes.
And what's that quote?
Press forward and fear not.
So press forward and fear not.
Come on.
And so we know that St. Martin de Porres is a strong faith community, and we want to make it stronger. So plan to spend about a half an hour or so after Mass next Sunday in the hall and talk about what our future looks like. Thanks for being here today. A great celebration. Let's now stand for our final blessing. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth in peace.
Thanks be to God.